علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam gives some pieces of advice and offers a testament to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, where some very important guidances and some very important points of consideration have been mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And especially for managers and leaders and those who have a position of decision making. In the previous session, we talked about this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَقَوِّهِ بِالْيَقِينِ, that strengthen your heart through certainty, through yaqeen. That means if you want to be able to bear difficulties and problems, to be able to be steadfast in the wake of those things that oppose you, negative elements that are causing damage to you, then the way to do that is to have certainty, yaqeen. And we discussed about this in the previous session. Inshallah, today we will start a new phrase.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. In this particular letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, there are certain pieces of advice that could help people who have a position of leadership or some managerial positions. And in one of the phrases, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَنَوِّرْهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ, that give light to the heart or enlighten the heart through wisdom, through hikmah. Now, this is a very profound statement, and of course there's room for discussion, but in a very quick way, when we talk about enlightening the heart, what do we mean by that? Enlightening the heart, basically, it means that if you imagine the heart to be, let's say, an engine that, you know, or let's say a computer, let's say, and it's just an example. If you imagine the heart to be a computer that has got different faculties in it, different departments within it that have different activities to do, for example, some parts they perceive reality, some parts they give strength, some parts are centers of understanding. All of these centers that are there within the heart, they require light to function. If light is not there, these different aspects of the heart cannot function. The aspects of perceiving, the aspects of having the right feelings, the aspects of understanding certain things, of intellectual and pondering and thinking and perception, all of these aspects that are there in the heart would not function properly without what we call light. So when we say nawirhu bil hikmah, is that we are trying to say that all of these different departments that are there in the heart, the different faculties that exist in the heart, should function, should be brought to life in a way, should be given that energy to be able to do what they are supposed to do. So this could be one interpretation by saying nawirhu bil hikmah.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, another way to understand Nawirhu bil Hikmah, that means enlighten the heart through wisdom, is to say that the heart, which is the center of understanding, which is the center of perceiving realities, which is the center of having the right emotions and feelings and, you can say, longings towards the right directions and disliking the bad things. The center of all of these different important human activities, this door towards the unseen realm that exists there. When we say nawirhu, that means give it existence. Let it become what it is through hikmah. So now we see that hikmah is a very important aspect for the heart to function properly. So what is hikmah? This aspect, this particular elixir that is so much important for the heart, for the functioning of the heart. What is it? What is this hikmah? So the root words of hikmah come from hakama, which means firmness and strength, you see. And you see, wisdom, because it is that, you can say, those specific words and those particular statements and those particular, you can say, directives that are very firmly entrenched in a deeper understanding about the realities of the universe, the reality of creation, the reality of everything, then these words and statements and ideas that stem from wisdom are very firm. And it is this particular understandings that stem from the realities of the universe and the creation that actually enliven the heart. Now, inshallah, in the next session we'll explain to you what it means, what wisdom means, inshallah, in a deeper sense. Today we just offered an introduction, but inshallah this requires a little bit of more depth and research. And of course, there can be different interpretations with what wisdom means, but inshallah we'll try to offer something that is balanced and something that can be practically applied to the best of our capacity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيدنا ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه